Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
No one likes them, but they don't care. They've got the bark and the bite, or should I say, roar. So come down to the den, if you dare. It's the Millwall Fan Show on Love Sport.
Let them come, let them come, let them come. Let them all come down to the den. Let them come, let them come, let them come. We'll only have to beat them again. It's the best team in London, no, the best team of all. Everybody knows us, we're called Millwall. Let them come, let them come, let them come. Let them all come down to the den. It's Saturday in Conflow Lane, we've all come down to cheer. We've had our jelly deals and our glass of beer. Come rain or shine, all the time our families will bring. And as the Lions run on the pitch, everyone will sing. Let them come, let them come, let them come. Let them all come down to the den. Let them come, let them come, let them come. We'll only have to beat them again. It's the best team in London, no, the best team of all. Everybody knows us, we're called Millwall. Let them come, let them come, let them come.
Yeah, this is Love Sport Radio with Achtung Millwall. Time for your Millwall Fan Show. And you know what? The weekend is in sight. Football is back and we've got six luxury mince pies in the studio with us. It's absolutely brilliant. We've also got Harry Warren.
Good evening.
Bye, mate. Good to see you. The old Matt. Yo, Matt, that's a nice matching bit of clobber you got on there.
I know, mate. It's going up market.
Very nice. Very nice. Woolworth Road Market.
Yeah, yeah.
Standard. Mickey Avery as well, he's here.
Evening, mate. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Good to see you, pal. Good to see you. What's it been like in Lions World for a week? It's been quiet, man.
That's why there's no running order.
Yeah, I know. It's gone out the window. Everyone's just... It's just a bit of a free-for-all tonight. But it's been really, 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 really quiet. What do you make of England?
Southgate, you're the one.
There's a bit of positivity around at the moment. Everyone's thinking it might actually happen, Aaron.
What, we'll win the Nations League?
But yeah.
I still want to know what you get for winning the Nations League.
You get a vase.
Is it a vase?
Well, I hope it's been designed by the person that either done the Ronaldo statue,
yeah,
or the woman who done that Jesus retouch-up. I think that would be like a combined masterpiece,
see,
like abstract art. Maybe Tracy Emmett's tent, yeah. David Blaine in a box. I don't know, you might get some of these things.
Or the opportunity to have something on the fourth plinth at Trafalgar Square, maybe.
Sadiq Khan wouldn't have that.
Nah, no chance, mate, no chance. I hope it's like the Intertoto Cup where you get a certificate.
That'd be quite good. Yeah. Maybe we could get it presented by a real football player like Pele.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, Pele, who reckons everyone's going to win the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sits, know, on the fence all the time.
Sits, you might on get... the fence, Pele.
Yeah, yeah.
England, what? Great team. Japan, great team. Could win the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah. They'd done that in Mike Bassett, didn't they? They'd done that gag.
It's true, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
so true. It's so true.
Then he does his erectile dysfunction advert afterwards.
Pele. Right, chaps, let's start with the news that Jed Wallace has signed a new long-term deal at Millwall. He's been with the Lions, sorry, since June 2017, having initially arrived on loan from Wolverhampton Wanderers. How happy are you guys?
I love Jed Wallace.
I'm happy with that. Yeah, it puts another couple of zeros on the price if he does well. No, I'm only joking. No, it's a great signing. Yeah, really, really happy to keep him there. And it's one of those, isn't it, Harry? It's probably as good as a new signing to a point.
Yeah, as long as we get, you know, they're not worth the paper they're written on, as we all know. But, you know, to at least get money if he did leave in the summer, if he was to leave. You know, I didn't think George Saville would go, but £8 million talk. So, you know, £8 million again for Jeb Wallace in the summer, I'd take that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We have to be realistic. What division we're in will make a big difference to that. But yeah, let's go on the positive that Jed is our best player in terms of talent wise. He hasn't had the best of seasons, but I think that's more to do with not him being found out. It's being found out that Millwall have only got one side to attack you on, and if you stop Jed Wallace, you stop Millwall going down, playing in behind. So yeah, hopefully Jed convinces a certain Lee Gregory to sign on as well.
Any word on how long the actual deal is?
Millwall don't tell.
Long term.
Yeah.
Long term. 15 years.
Yeah. He's basically Neil Harris's replacement in 15 years' time.
Yeah, basically.
There you go. No, but the comments he made were good as well. You know, he said he loved the club, he loved the manager, he loved the team. I think I loved the fans, or wasn't it something like that? Or I think the fans get me.
Yeah, we kind of do.
He's just sitting there going, love the fans, love the club, love the team, love you.
Love Mackie D's.
Love Mackie D's.
It's like Eurovision, isn't it? You know, when they do the awards Eurovision. We love everyone. Go for it.
Yeah. And then he comes up and says, I wish we had 12 plot. We've got no points.
Nil point. Yeah, it's good to see that. It's good to see that Millwall, you know, putting contracts down for players like this as well. It's important for Neil Harris that he retains the best of his squad. Taking a look at some other news in the Millwall Black Friday deals in our Millwall
commercial boxes.
25% off for us.
25% off the curry night at the Den.
If only we had Brandon here, he could tell us what was going on in the
yeah,
shop.
Exactly. Well, stock levels of the away kit are currently,
mate,
you know,
our away kit. On a serious note, our away kit is a joke, isn't it? It's awful. It is disgusting. Millwall should not play in grey. I feel like Man United experimented with grey. They got
Didn't
stuffed.
Work.
Millwall haven't won an away game all season. I'm clutching at straws.
It's the kit.
I always like, you know, that Millwall shirt with the names in it.
Oh, we only wore that once.
Yeah, it's 125th
it's
anniversary.
Quite a nice shirt. It's a nice shirt, isn't it? Nice picket. You
Alan,
got one?
Alan
I
Dunn,
have got
Graham.
One. Nice Thank picket. You very much.
I ain't got one. I didn't like it. I like the idea of
you
it.
You don't like much, though, Harry.
I like Millwall playing in blue and Millwall playing in white. And that are the only two colours I really like. Although the black third kit last season is the only kit I actually own.
And the red and black kit was nice, and the green and white.
Tony Woolner, do not lie. Tony Woolner's red Giorgio goalkeeping shirt. I had that. That's one of the first kits I remember.
When they give you a pink, yeah, let's...
To be fair, at least, you know what, Millwall got a pink one for breast cancer awareness or something like that. I'd probably buy that. That's not bad. Like when we done the military one for
the Henley Court one, was it?
The Henley Court one, yeah. Mm. That was nice. You know, nice little one-off kits like that are good, but I don't know how we got onto kits. Why are we on kits?
I've got Bolton tomorrow. We're talking about Black Friday.
Black Friday, yeah. I'm trying to work out how much more they can take off the John Berylson bobble-headed model thing that they had. Do you remember? When somebody thought that was a good idea. It might have been Brandon, but it was a good idea.
I think the best double act we could do is the same bobbleheads that they had. They could make a Steve Lomas and an Ian Holloway one, and basically a stress reliever. So you just squeeze the head, and you can see all these eyes pop out.
Yeah,
Holloway to Wimbledon,
and then every time.
What do you reckon?
League, announce conference now. If you
do, they'll be all right with it. He'd
no,
do well
he,
there.
He's not.
He'd do
he's
all
not.
Right there.
Did you listen to Brett Ormerod talk about him?
No.
Brett Ormerod turned around and said the first day he turned up at Blackpool, he said to the players, I don't know where you play, write down where you think you can. Not, this is a general
PE teacher.
He got Brett Ormerod to play at right wing back.
Do you remember Brendan Rodgers? Your name's in this envelope. Yeah. Don't let it
Sterling, go. Sterling. Yeah, let's have a better respect there. Literally, it's a PE teacher going, oh, goalkeeper's to left, defender's to the right.
Peter born in the first half of the year on the left. Peter on the second half on the right.
Everyone whose first name starts between A and M to the left, and the rest of you to the right.
Nah, cross country. That's basically the start of training. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, in all the ways.
But just in a voice like that.
I want Harry Redknapp to get another job in football. Harry Redknapp's PR has gone up. Basically, this is his interview. This is his interview.
We've just said our producers then. What about the island job?
We'll give that to Holloway.
Nah, let's go back to Mick McCarthy.
You've got to give it back to Big Mick, haven't you?
Mick McCarthy. He looks like that fella out of the Muppets.
What, Beaker? No, that's Steve Lomas.
That's Steve Lomas.
No, Beaker's Steve Lomas. There's the other one who looks like...
Dr. Honeydew.
I don't know. How do you know all these characters?
I love the Muppets. Don't lie.
Do you know
the
what? Muppets, can I just say? This time of year, Muppets Christmas Carol is my favourite film.
Oh, it's banging, isn't it?
Such a good
Michael
film.
Caine.
One of the best films ever. Playing Ebenezer Scrooge. He's like, look at little Timmy, Tiny Tim. And he's just...
Light the lamp, not the rat.
let's take...
This is the Mill Fan Show, everyone.
Let's take a break. This is Love Sport.
Love Sport. Love Sport.
Yeah, good evening, dear listeners. It's Love Sport Radio with the Millwall Fan Show.
Dear listeners.
Nick, we miss you, mate. We absolutely miss you. Is Nick going to Millwall? Nick, is he going to the game tomorrow? Do you know?
Yeah, Nick will be there. He'll be doing his live conscious stream of randomness.
That's right. It's actually quite good, though, you know.
Sponsored by Bovril. Not Millwall's Corners. Who, of course, are sponsored by Miller Corners, sponsoring all of Millwall's Corners.
Anyway. The arrival of the Trotters at the Den tomorrow.
It sounds like we should have... See, it didn't really work. Liam Trotter should definitely start for Bolton all the time. I know he's not there
Wimbledon.
Anymore. He used to play for Bolton.
He was a Bolton, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The Trotters with Liam Trotter in the midfield. All they need is players called Del and Rodney to work
that's
with.
It would have been there. Albert, Grandad. But yeah, the Trotters are down at the Den tomorrow. They've had a really weird... season in, like, they had some real weird financial difficulties, like they often always do, but they kind of have leveled out a bit. And I was reading a piece in Bolton News, and their chief football writer has talked about how Neil Harris has commented on Bolton's recent evolution, saying goal difference, he's previewed the encounter, sorry, saying, I would have thought it would be a physical game. We have had good battles with Bolton. We like the guys there, Phil Parkinson and Steve Parkin. They set their teams up to be aggressive, but also to play Bolton are playing more football than perhaps they have done in the past. So that makes them a difficult side to face.
The second from bottom, Neil.
Exactly.
With all due respect, I love them, you, Neil, but come on.
He's giving them a bit of respect. To be fair... He's probably right, because they do, like, they sort of play 4-4-2 like us, but with better players sometimes. I know that sounds terrible, but Bolton...
Is it a false position?
Yeah, probably it is. I don't think a lot of the teams down there. I think there's not really a... There's not a whipping boy of this league. You know, I know Ipswich are down the bottom, but they will get it right.
They're not currently
eventually.
Being whipped at them. They're only one down.
No, but to be honest... I think that kit's just spurring them on, because basically West Brom look like Norwich. There's a lot of even teams, you know. You look at the games, no one's getting thumped 4 or 5-0 every week. You know what I mean? It's a tight league. But I just think we need a run of wins rather than a run of defeats. But we do need a run. And there's just a negative air about everything. Everything's going wrong. We've lost Bradshaw, who's played 4 minutes. You know what I mean? It's just crap. It's just... You can't plan for stuff like that. You can't plan the season that you lose your best centre midfield. You can't plan that you lose the striker that's supposed to sort of help you through the winter months. It's just all going against Neil Harris at the moment.
Yeah, there's a bit of a lull in there.
Well, I mean, the 4-3... How good would the win have been 3-2 up at Norwich? You would have gone into this week, we'd have gone away, we'd been going... Even if the Bradshaw news would have come out, you'd been going, that's a shame, but look what we've done. We got this... You know, Norwich fans are talking about how much they want to get Gregory. Mm. I mean, I've got to be honest, I like Lee Gregory, but I can't see him being a Premiership player. I mean, his work rate, yeah, but he's not prolific enough to do it. He's a bit like Charlie Austin. Does all your work for you and then we'll miss the goal from 3 yards out. You know, you love players like that, but they don't score the goals. And Morrison used to do a lot of the goals, and Morrison isn't doing the goals. Tom Elliott was fantastic at Norwich, but we... We need a win, and Bolton are probably not the side that I'd be picking us to play tomorrow, if I'm being honest.
I think it's what, like you were saying about with Jeb Wallace, like right at the beginning, Harry, when you said that, Like, he's not playing his best football. He was the spark last year, wasn't it? Like, him and arguably Saville, because a lot of people were saying about Saville last season, he had a great year, but he, when he disappeared, you didn't notice it as much as when Wallace was there. And I think it does probably coincide. Is there a lack of direction at the moment? Does he know his best side? We touched on this last week with Nick. You know, you brought in some good players. You've brought in, like, Scalak, you've brought in Leonard, you've still got O'Brien. Oh, yes, you know, he was a little bit on cold to start season. Meredith, his argument that he should be back in the side instead of Wallace. You know, he's been playing well, Wallace, but does Meredith come back in? I don't really think Neil knows his best 11. Whereas last year he was forced to pick an 11, I think this year he don't really know what it is.
I agree. I also think that it might be the end for certain players. You know, it's Morrison. It's hard. He come on against Norwich and he set up the goal and then we took off Gregory and we concede again. It's just, it repeats itself. We either take Morrison off and we concede, or we take Gregory off and we concede. You know, why is no one, you know, where's the leadership? You know, a bit like Manchester United, your side, Aaron, you know, when they talk about leaders on the pitch, I know it's all easy to blame the manager, but sometimes you've got to look around 100%. And go,
oh, yeah, exactly.
Who's
going to
grab hold of it? I mean, something's missing. I don't know what it is. I'm sure it'll be sorted in January. We just need to muddle on till January. When we get to January, then we'll be able to judge what's going to happen, because I think that the recruitment team are no mugs. I think they've got more money probably to spend than what they thought they did. They won't buy for the sake of it, but I think there is half a side at Fulham that could come out on loan. I don't think Ranieri will tinker as much as he did in Chelsea. And they are proven championship players.
They got to be smart. They got to be really, really smart in who they're picking up. I mean, just looking at some of the fixtures, you've got Bolton, Birmingham, Bristol City away, Hull, which has to be 3 points at the Den. I mean, they're a shambles.
Is it on a Tuesday night? I haven't looked at that.
No, it's a 3 o'clock Saturday.
That's all right. Tuesday night games will be the problem for Millwall. And that is a
Why?
Historical... Because yeah, no one turns up to the Den on a
Hold
Tuesday.
A minute. Birmingham's on a Wednesday.
Oh, that'll be fine then.
That'll be sorted.
Wednesday's fine.
I'm sure the...
halfway through the week.
Oh, there we go.
West Brom just banged a second in.
I'm sure that... well, that was a good goal, wasn't it, on the counter-attack?
It was. Decent finish as well.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had players like that.
Anyway, carrying on.
Carrying on. Talking about players that we don't have, they do really look like Norwich, don't they? where's the boiler? You throw me completely.
He don't come to away games, does he?
He don't come to away games. No. He should. He's scared to go away. Do you go away? You're not a real fan unless you go away.
Yeah, PNE away. PNE.
See, that's
PNE.
A tough place to go.
Yeah, but look, if Millwall win all their own games, we'll probably be all right.
Stoke away, Reading at home.
Stoke away, Millwall.
Reading at home, Boxing Day.
Stoke away, Millwall probably could win. That's the kind of fixture. Preston North End away sounds hard. I'll take a point.
Yeah, you'll take a board draw up there, won't you?
The thing is, you keep saying this, but I genuinely believe that our own form will keep us up. We're not going to go up. I didn't expect to go up last season. We're probably having the season this season.
I think Hull are worse than you as well.
I think a lot of teams are worse than us.
Be honest with you, I mean, I don't mind Atkins as a fellow. He seems nice enough. Apart from that time
Very
when he was...
bland.
Yeah, but there was that time when he was at Southampton and we give Ricky Lambert a stick and he sort of puffed his chest out and turned round when they were 3-2 up. No one can see me doing it, but I'm sort of spinning in my chair.
You look really weird.
Yeah.
He looks like a demon headmaster type person.
Yeah.
He's a physio, isn't he?
What, Nigel?
Yeah.
I've always been suspicious of physios.
Why?
We'll leave it here. It's an extra
But it's
one.
like Warnock used to be a chiropodist.
Yeah, and he used to do the players in grain toenails and all that.
That's disgusting.
I know, mate.
Can you imagine he's just like, go on, whip it out, tongue it, let's have a look at it.
See that soul.
Gets a chisel out, knocks off all the hard skin off Paddy Kenny's feet.
Oh, my. Yeah, hold on a minute. I need to get Orbital Sander out of the office.
Don't worry. I'm a trained physician.
Yeah, exactly. Chiropody by Warnock. But yeah, Atkins was a physio. He was a goalkeeper, wasn't he?
Oh, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, he was a goalkeeper and then become a...
Who's the Bolton manager? Phil Parkinson. He's another one who looks like a supply teacher.
He does.
That's the thing with that Parkinson.
Mark Beavers is another one that strikes me as quite strange being at Bolton. Is Chris Taylor still there?
No, Chris Taylor's... He was at Oldham.
Because for a while, we had a weird thing with Bolton that we'd give them their cast-offs and they'd take ours.
It was funny last season, wasn't it, when everyone was going, oh, Bolton's Mills B team. Well, Mills B
they
team
are,
at the
moment's
above Bolton.
They've got
the
a really weirdly put together squad, though.
They have, like, Liam Feeney.
But I think they got the money from, you know, Medine when they sold him.
Yeah.
And we're just like, we're going to go on a spending spree. You know?
Corfu for Christmas.
Corfu for Christmas. Phoenix Lights, mate.
It was like when they got, like, Marais as well.
Philippe Marais.
He did
apart from score against us last season with another Jordan Archer. Funny enough, talking of Jordan Archer, he makes his long-awaited return tomorrow, I guess.
Buzzing.
His first game back in the league since Rotherham. At the end of August.
Oh, was it? Yeah. He weren't that bad at Rotherham, was he?
I don't think he's had a bad season.
Oh, he hasn't played to have a bad season, has he? I mean, I generally don't rate Ben Amos apart from saving penalties. That's all he's made. Those are the only saves he makes. I don't see what else he does. He must do something in training,
come on, 20 grand a week.
What did you make of him against Norwich?
He didn't make a save, Aaron, apart from the penalty.
Slightly concerning.
But they don't. We don't give away. Millwall have stopped conceding goals from 25 yards and have started conceding them from 5. I know which one I prefer. That's a pen, surely.
Yeah, he's got a penalty.
No, he hasn't.
No.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
We're talking about Ipswich.
The player was celebrating. So, yeah, ball chipped into the box.
Yeah, all right.
Always look for that, innit?
It's still a pen.
He's grabbed onto him, though.
It's a pen.
Anywhere
else on the box. If that was down the den, you'd be crying for blue murder.
Look at his hands.
VAR now. Should have been in this league. That's a joke.
All over.
That is a joke. Why is it any different in the box? Why are goalkeepers protected? All these questions. And the FA will still let Peter Taylor walk off with 5 million.
he's brilliant, he is. 9:23, it's Love Sport Radio. We're going to carry on with our Millwall chat and our preview to the Bolton game next.
Come for the sport, stay for the chat. Love Sport Radio. Love Sport. Available on Radio Player and TuneIn Radio for your smartphone. Download now from the App Store and Google Play.
Just doing a bit more sort of research on Bolton. You know they signed a player 2 on loan, which is really kind of freaky.
Is it 1999 by any chance?
What?
Well, that's the kind of move you'd see like when there was no transfer window. You know what I mean? Just randomly someone would go on a run of scoring goals and two divisions up, someone would take a chance on them or something.
On loan?
Well, no, signing.
They signed him on loan and with a view to buying in January.
Oh, that's that ran that dodgy rule, wasn't it?
Christian Doige.
Doige?
Yeah.
We looked at him. Rumoured to be.
They got Clayton Donaldson, though. He's a goal machine.
He's a goal machine.
Donaldson, yeah.
I liked him.
He's getting on a bit.
Is he 34 now?
He's a goal machine. He ain't scored for them yet in 10 games.
You know who is a goal machine that Millwall fans didn't rate?
Go on.
John Marquez.
Oh, here we go again.
Look, we're signing him in January. I am bringing a campaign. I got Archer out of goal this season, which has turned out to be a wrong move. But do not judge me on my mistakes. Only judge me on my successes.
Mate, and they've got Yannick Wildschut. He's a good player.
What? Didn't they used to have Kushak?
Bolton?
Yeah.
No.
Who am I thinking of?
Who, the goalkeeper?
Jussi Askalainen.
Yeah, 2-1.
He took that well.
That Adam Bogdan, who I could never see Harry.
Who's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, Harry ever got.
No, he's still at Liverpool.
There's only one Shaggy at Scooby-Doo. Shaggy, it's Matty Lawrence.
Ben Amos.
No, he's not Shaggy. Matt Lawrence basically was called Shaggy for his entire time at Millwall.
Mate, they've got Gary O'Neill, remember him?
What a mistake this is, by the way.
Do you know, I played crazy golf behind
Take
Gary
the touch. That's awful. That's Is that Kieran Gibbs? No, it's not Kieran Gibbs.
No, it's not. But, yeah, that's not a bad, finish. Side foot finish.
It's nice.
Ipswich back in the
game.
Would
Gregory have scored that?
No. In a word. Would Tom Elliott have scored it? Maybe.
Probably.
Only away from a home.
Probably.
Don't score at home. We've got a player that don't score at home, Aaron. What? I don't understand what the psychology is of that. Maybe you can ring up your mate who plays for, what was the team playing Wimbledon last time I was here? When Wimbledon won in the cup.
Haringey?
Yeah, ring up your mate. Hold on, Haringey.
My pal.
Your mate was the centre off.
Yeah,
right?
Who they're always focusing on. The one who was out of puff and
like
5 minutes
Ian
in. No, bless him, he don't look like Ian Dowie.
He was
Leave
blowing
him alone.
Like him.
He was puffing along. After 5 minutes,
he looked like Gordon out of bloody Thomas the Tank Engine.
Gordon. He turned around. After 5 minutes, they'll get up for a set piece. He was like, nah, mate, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it.
I can't get
the
back.
The little train that could. I have all the engine now.
I have the engine. Looking at a story at News at Den, Mills Ryan Leonard has turned around and said there's been harsh words, but it's not panic stations. He says conversations which were needed have taken place at Millwall's training ground over the international break. Of course, Millwall lost 4-3 to Norwich in their last game after conceding twice in injury time to hand 3 points to the Canaries, result leaving Millwall 21st in the Championship table, level on 16 points with this Saturday's opponent, Bolton.
To be fair though, Aaron, it'd be a bit weird if your record signing come out and said we're bricking it, wouldn't it? Come on, let's be honest now.
I left Southend to stay in the Championship, not to come back to League One. I don't know. I think it's harsh. I mean, you don't judge the table really till January. And our season seems to be stuck.
We're only 2 points worse off than we were last year.
Yeah, but we need a run.
Yeah, and we signed a run last year.
And we signed a certain Mr. Marshall.
Yeah, who looks like might be coming back apparently.
I'd like to see him back. I'll go and get him now if you really want me to. You listening? Adrian Forbes. Maybe we can ring Adrian Forbes and say, table the deal.
Yeah, tell him one of us will do his midweek announcing because he's not able to, and we'll
to
have
be
him
fair, up. It wasn't really the day to give him stick. It was the remembrance game, so you couldn't really.
I'm going up there next week. I'm going to go and say hi to him.
You should go.
I'm actually going to go and say hi to him.
To be fair, it is one of the most. It's a big ground, but it's decrepit and old, which gives it a bit of character.
It's very tight in terms of the way it's built.
What you should watch for is the rotating phone.
The rotating phone?
They have a phone in the corner, and it rotates to show the goals. If the away, it's right next to the away fans, and if the away fans, if the away team scores, it stays like that, and you get to see the goal in sort of vertical. Screen.
Yeah.
And if Norwich score, it goes horizontal, turns, and then turns itself to face the.
That's intelligent.
It's intelligent, but it's as if to go, you are not good enough to see our goal.
They've probably got some guy just fiddling around with, like, you know, control.
Well, Delia obviously, you know, must do that.
I've got to say one thing, though. The fact that Delia is the chairwoman, or the owner, or whatever you want to call
it. You never get a boring day at Norwich. Well,
forget that. The food is a shambles.
Oh, it is. It weren't great. The pie was horrible.
The food is an absolute shambles.
On the list of worst food experiences of grounds, I think Reading was the worst this year so far.
Reading's press food ain't bad compared to Norwich's. Norwich's is terrible.
Oh, well, I'm talking for the regular supporter.
The regular punter.
Yeah. Nottingham Forest, best pie in the division by far. Meat and potato pie.
Meat and potato.
I remember I went to Luton away, they had the Balti Pies that was like off, and someone lifted the lid up. And have you been to a Kenilworth Road?
Yeah, I've been to I thought you said, have you been to a kennel?
You know that horrible away end where it was all dark and under the light bulbs?
You go through someone's
house. He just lifted the lid off and he wafted it all around the ground. And that was when we had Adrian Forbes warming up. That's probably why he never stayed.
Adrian's like,
the Balti Pies stayed in his nostrils.
Brilliant.
It's one of them smells that will stay with you forever.
But you don't look.
Baz Savage up front as well.
Baz Savage.
Those were the days. Baz Savage and Adrian Forbes.
Didn't he make his name in the FA Cup?
He made his name by moonwalking in League Two in studs. That's
and
what
he had
done.
Blue and white hair.
That's right. Yeah, Baz Savage.
There you go. Who was for us?
One of them Soccer AM, players, you know, that were only famous because they were on Soccer AM.
Yeah. Baz Savage or Trezor Candle? Who was worse?
Trezor Candle actually scored some goals for us, so I'd say Baz Savage.
Is it, you know, just going back to talking about football and rather obscure football players, rather than obscure football players, Norwich are top of the league.
They're awful.
It's really strange, isn't it?
No, it's not strange, because I just feel bigger teams in this division are starting to get Premier League-itis, that they get all the decisions. I'm sitting there watching games on TV and I'm seeing the big teams still getting all the decisions. I've just watched Ipswich should have had a penalty.
That is true.
It is, you know, the EFL are in a discussion with the big teams in this division regarding money. And money talks at the end of the day. If you're going to have West Brom on TV and they're going to pull 30,000 viewers compared to Millwall versus, what's the game we've got, Millwall Blackburn, who might get 4 viewers if we're lucky. And I can understand it from a business point of view, but I also can understand that the TV deal should be the same for everyone, and then the extra money should be given out on finishing position. I think that's fair. Mm. You know, Millwall probably should have got more money than Leeds last season, but I bet you they wouldn't if you get to view those figures. And this is going to turn into a big football rant in a minute, but the fact of the matter is that we've got so much rubbish going on in football at the moment.
It's demoralising, it really is.
It's not. It's worse than that. It's because the working class game, when the Premier League started in 1992, was football. And I generally can't say, I think it's a disgrace in our country, especially with all the divisions at the moment, in terms of, you know, Brexit and everything else. I think it's a disgrace, with an obesity crisis in the NHS as well, which is costing billions of pounds, that the Football Association and the Premier League have decided to spend £5 million paying off someone that's basically arranged TV deals for the most watched league in the world. It sells itself.
He's made money.
If you compare the growth, it doesn't need. I don't understand how these people get away with it. It's like a certain council that we might be in row with.
Right, yeah.
Has put a PR job out for £100,000. Where is this money coming from?
That's a good question. Plenty more on the way. 9:35. This is Love Sport with your Millwall Fan Show.
5:58 AM. Love Sport.
Money. Get away.
Yeah, Friday night is the request hour, 9 till 10. So if you've got a request, drop us a message. At Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
This is for the Premier League and the Football League.
This is for you, Scudamore.
It's to you, Richard Scudamore.
Who's the other one? Who's the one that they're all digging at now for the football?
Gordon Taylor.
Another one that needs to go. Disgusting, really.
So, but I'll tell you what, we're saying about the money now in football. They sort of give a mention to the 5 clubs who refuse to give the money.
Yeah,
at least say we're not going to do it.
Yep, but they'd only been in the Premier League 2 minutes, to be fair. They didn't really...
Plus, are they the more skinter of the clubs?
Yeah, it was one of them.
Did Fulham refuse?
No, I don't think.
Fulham are not...
I'm not sure.
Fulham, Palace were one of them.
Fulham literally are unpacking their packed lunch, and the big bully at school's come to take their money. I don't know. Maybe we should break away and form
An English
Super League.
An English medium league.
No, that's just
what you get for winning the UEFA Nations League. You can pick the teams who make
No. We'll
there
do
you
it.
Go.
We'll call it under this Brexit government. We'll call it the United Kingdom League, and Scotland teams can enter it, i.e. Celtic and Rangers, because there are only two teams
Aberdeen.
In Scotland. No, two teams in Scotland.
Fair enough.
And they should. We've got a big listenership in
Scotland.
We'll
have to work out how we're going to do Northern Ireland and Ireland, though.
No, that's fine, because they play each other in a friendly. They're all friends now. All the mad. Backstop sorted it. What we're going to do is we're going to pick them, and it's going to be like a Champions League. You get to play the worst Premier League side every season, and you get to get in the Premier League.
That's a shout. That's it. Like a relegation playoff.
That gets rid of the League Cup. Actually, no, that gets rid of the Football League trophy.
So
that gets rid of the Football League trophy.
United Kingdom, so it'd be like Total Non-Stop Solutions versus Bournemouth to see.
No. I'm saying
electricity.
Like, no, I'm saying yeah. So you get the Welsh top league with TNS, and whoever, Northern Ireland, play the Championship, League One, League Two, get to pick the top 10 from those sides. So 30 teams going from that, and 30 teams going from the other, and it's a straight knockout competition.
And who said there's a problem with football with this man here?
And
right?
It's played on a Wednesday, so they can't put Sky Wednesday TV games on.
Will
I mean, it's
on
channel. It's on Channel 5.
Stan Collymore's still there on the side.
No, Stan Collymore. Colin Murray gets it because he's actually the only football presenter with morals, because he don't work for Talksport anymore because they're owned by the Sun.
Fair enough.
And he's a Liverpool fan.
Look, Premier League, if you need someone to revolutionise your game, this fella would do it for a damn sight cheaper than £5 million.
I'd do it for a fiver and a packet of pork scratchings, to
be fair. More than likely. But yeah,
Why are there... I don't understand why he gets £5 million. No one has been able to explain this to me. To be fair, Gordon Taylor...
Quite a round figure.
Gordon Taylor as well, right? The amount of football players that drop out the game with depression and mental health issues, especially in this day and age, it's disgraceful, some of the stories that are coming out now. And the bloke needs to go. It's simple. If you were in any other job, you'd go. I don't understand. Football lives in this bubble.
Well, the thing is as well, it's not even the mental health issue from like the depression and everything like that, or you know, there was an article with Steve Sidwell recently, wasn't there, where he said that he struggled a bit, you know. But it's also like the health of the player as well, the mental health. Like Jeff Astle, wasn't it? Like years ago, he basically got dementia from heading the football, and the PFA were like, Sorry.
Maybe the PFA and the Premier League should, you know, put 10% of their wage, 10% of their annual income
but they won't.
Into grassroots
they're
football.
They're not interested. I know they're not. But you know what? Look at all these like clubs. I actually said, you know, when this new TV deal was done, you know, if they could work out a tiering system to give League Two, National League North and South clubs like a bit of money each year. Because, I mean, look at this. I'm going back 13 years. Man United played Exeter in the FA Cup third round. Exeter was so close to gone. They were finished. And basically, they found out that if they get Man United in TV in a TV game, they have £1 million, which was, you know, however many pence to the pound. So what happened was, the two ladies who are representing the club went to the receivers and goes, we can get you X to the pound. Will you take it? And they go, yeah, if you can, you do it. Cool, we've just drawn Man United in the cup. And you know what? They got a draw at Old Trafford and they took them back to St James's Park as well, and they made money, and it saved their club.
Yeah,
but what £1 million does? I mean, mate, I reckon if I phoned up, you know, Wimbledon tomorrow and said, look, I'll give you £1 million towards your transfer key, they'd go crazy.
Of course they would.
They'd go crazy for 50 grand.
But this is the point about, you know, going, bringing it back to Millwall. The kid, what's his name? Darko, I can't remember. Darko's just gone, right? David Amu went to Liverpool, never played. I keep saying this, until you do something about the Premier League sides having these youth academies, you will not develop players in this country. Hence why Jadon Sancho has gone abroad and ended up coming back to play in an English, you know, national side.
Oh, yeah, he never would have made the English side if he went out to
Dortmund. This is simple. You just make the rule. This would help League 2 and League 1 and Championship clubs as well. If they're not in your 23 to play in the Premier League, they have to go out on loan and you pay for it. Stop holding all the players.
But they're trying to hold on to all these loans now and say you're not allowed to loan out all the players.
But this is what I'm saying. But if they can't loan out the players, then what's going to happen to the players? Because they'll fall through the net when they get let go by these clubs. So let's force them into making a financial decision on whether or not we want to hold all these players. Let's actually try and level it back out again. So good scouting. You know, Michael Calvin writes a brilliant book about the Nowhere Men. It's a fantastic book. There's scouts out there working for 50 quid a week, yeah, driving up and down the country, finding players like Jamie Vardy and Sterling and Jadon Sancho. All these players that went through the net of just playing football, they're out there. The kids playing football now, if they're not too busy, you know, riding on scooters and trying to kill each other in London. You know, it's ridiculous.
And the problem is, Harry, the brand of the Premier League is so strong. I mean, look, I've got a pal of mine. I sit with him and talk football, and I'll talk to him about Millwall, talk to him about Wimbledon, talk to him about Charlton, talk to him about that. And he's obscure. He's just like, what? Because he's such a Premier League fan. He's not interested in the Championship, not interested in League One, not interested in League Two. The difference is, you've got very few people who I'd call are like the purists.
Yeah.
I could tell you now, if I walked into every single school in South London, and I said, look, you can come with me at the weekend for nothing, for free, to take him to Millwall, I guarantee 25% of those kids would be bitten by the bug. It is simply the fact they have been priced out of going to games. And no one wants to deal with it. No one wants to deal with it.
You'd need a lot of parental...
I know, I understand this, but permission. The fact of the matter
one
is, unless you get kids going to games, they were only going to know the Premier League.
It's very true. It's very true. I mean, look, you know, I've got a nephew who's like six or something like that. And I mean, I have had a go at his dad about this. Like, he's not even like my proper nephew. He's got an Arsenal kit, a Man United
it's
kit,
disgusting.
This kit, that. Like, I'm just like, mate, what are you doing?
You know what kills me is that when you play the fantasy football teams, you know, you do your fantasy football on the Premier League's official one, they now let you link. It goes to the club's official shop to buy the shirt. For all the players in your side, regardless of what team you support. Obviously, I put no team down, so that's
all. Money. Yeah, it's money. At 9:45, it's Love Sport Radio. We're going to carry on talking about football and looking ahead to the game against Bolton.
For the fans, by the fans, Love Sport Radio.
Yeah, West Bromwich Albion have beaten Ipswich Town by 2-1 away at Portman Road this evening. It was a bit of a champagne finish at the end, though. It was good, wasn't it?
Proper Football League.
What are you reading?
We've had a tweet in. We've not seen it.
I'm sorry about that.
From I've just seen it myself. From Nick Archer or Amos to start tomorrow.
Archer or Amos? Well, Amos can't play. He's
Archer or Martin. Lucas has corrected him.
Archer or Martin. Well, Archer, obviously. I mean, I'm not Jordan's biggest fan. I think that's well established. But he, in my opinion, was the victim of a vicious rumour by a source that many Millwall fans are aware of. And I don't think that helped. And now, as far as I'm concerned, he's the second best keeper of the club, if not the best keeper at the club. And we should go on with Archer in goal if he plays well tomorrow, because something's not working at the back and we've tried everything else apart from the keeper.
So, I thought Dave Martin was injured as well recently, wasn't he? Didn't he get injured in under 23
games? I generally don't keep abreast of players that aren't in the first team sort of picture. So, I mean, Shane Ferguson.
That's that Premier League influence.
Shane Ferguson disappeared off my radar for about 24 months. I didn't even know he still was at the club till he turned up one day and played well. I don't know. Could we change? Could we play a different formation? We could do loads of things tomorrow. Neil Harris is starting to experiment, I think, not out of necessity, but also out of, I think, as I said before, the last time I was on the show, the club is in transition. Whether that's for the best or the worst, we'll find out in the future. But I think there is a move away from the dynamic duo. There's a move away from, you know, let's lump it forward. We saw against Norwich when we played football, we looked really good. You know, I think it's probably the best I've seen us play this season for 20 minutes. That 20 minutes against Norwich, when we went from 2-1 down, you know, as soon as they got the goal, as soon as they went 2-1 up with a dodgy penalty, the reaction showed me everything I wanted to see. The fact that we lost that game afterwards was sort of it didn't matter. The fact that they responded, that was Millwall from last season. And as long as I see sort of 90% of that tomorrow, we'll be fine.
But you can transfer that to the question that Nick's asked, which is about the late goals being conceded. Shout out to Lucas for the stats. Thank you very much, mate. Saying, isn't it 31% of league goals conceded this year being in the 85th minute or later? Points dropped from winning positions would put Millwall in the top six.
Yeah. But I don't know what you can change
that. And to be fair, as much
concentration,
as
concentration, though.
It's not concentration.
What is it then?
We have had some terrible decisions. I'm not just saying that, but goals do change games. It's not just the goal. It's not. The goal against Norwich is offside. There's no. I know the camera don't do it. I was in line with the bloke. The bloke is 4 yards offside, right? It goes 3-3. You start to panic because this is now in your head. It becomes a mental thing that they get deeper and deeper and deeper. You could basically, Millwall were trying to build, I don't know, some kind of Brexiteer's wall across the back sort of 18 yard box, and it doesn't work because people run off the back of you. Last season we done exactly the same thing, and Meredith must have cleared. I'd love to, Lucas, shout out to your stats ability. Please tell me, if not in this show, but another show, or tweet it out later, how many times last season did Millwall clear the ball off the line? Because I think in the run last season, I can remember Meredith clearing 6 or 7
off
Meredith
the line. Yeah, Meredith was immense last season for that. But also as well, you think, I mean, I'm a fan of Marlon Romeo. I think he's a great player. But even McLaughlin must be sitting again. Sometimes I'm not even making this squad. And we keep conceding, you know.
I
tomorrow's going to be a fascinating one as well. Sorry, mate. Tomorrow's going to be a fascinating one because Bolton ain't scored for 7 games.
Well, so you've just called it on.
No. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I've touched wood. Hopefully they don't. But, you know, they've not scored for 7 games. They turn up and score.
Well, I know as well the referee's the one who sent Wallace off last year.
Oh, what, the one against Burton? Oh, great.
All the omens are for Millwall to get beaten 1-0 tomorrow.
Don't say that.
I don't want it to happen, but Millwall fans know that when we're favourites, we lose. So, you know, Norwich... We sat here before the game. Adrian Forbes said they'll win 3-1. Norwich shouldn't have got out that game. Norwich are not as good as Leeds. Norwich are not as good as Aston Villa.
They'll tail off eventually.
But I'm saying this league, no one is that good.
Yeah, but this league is the same league where you win 6 and you're up there in the promotion place. You lose 6, you're down the bottom.
I'm telling you now, Millwall are 2 players away from ending up in the playoffs. We are. I know we're conceding goals.
Who?
Huh?
Name. Give you some names.
Ben Marshall. And probably... I don't know. We'll sign some. I reckon give Ross McCormack a go.
Ross McCormack.
Short term deal to the end of the season. He's
mate,
not playing.
Usain Bolt strike partner.
No, honestly. You've got to sign someone like that. Sign a championship level striker. Someone that's not playing. Sign someone like that who's going to put away half chances.
That's what I was saying about. I said it last week about Jordan Rhodes. I mean, I know that he blows a little bit hot and cold depending on what club he's at. If he's just a bench warmer at Norwich and they pay a portion of his wage, I'd have Jordan Rhodes for the last 6 months.
Look at the foe at Bournemouth. Sit there, get him on loan for 6 months.
Yeah, but they've changed. You know what? I think they changed their star, Bournemouth. When they brought him in, they thought, you know what? He's going to give us a survivor for the next 3 seasons. But they've changed their start, and I think Eddie Howe's progressed as a coach because he's playing better football as well.
I think
they're playing much better
football. But for Millwall, all we do is get that knockdown in a box that we have every single week. It's score. That's the
mate,
difference. I think
Millwall missed that big time on Lyle Taylor in the summer.
We missed out on everyone. This is the problem. We missed out on Marshall.
We always miss out on players, Aaron.
There's a moment. There comes a moment in every Millwall team's evolution where we miss out on someone. Or we lose someone. You know, under when Harris was playing, we had that season where we finished, when we lost to Birmingham, I can't remember what year that was, 2002?
Mm.
Dublin missed the chance and we could have gone 2-1 up and we'd have gone to Wembley. Or Cardiff as it was then. And we lost in that summer. We lost Stephen Reid and Lucas Neal. That was it, the end of that.
You've got to remember as well, that season, Dion Dublin, who was banging him in for us, and actually a lot of people liked him, he said he would have stayed with us if we would have gone up. So again,
exactly.
Technically we missed out on Dion Dublin
as well. You know, the same happened again when we lost out the last time. We lost out on other players. We lost out on Cahill when the financial after the cup, when we lost out because we went into the cup final. Millwall, we are the nearly men of London. You know, we're probably one of the smallest clubs, but we punch above our weight. Sort of in fits and starts, we'll do 2, 3, 4 years of good, and then we have a terrible demise. And I just really don't want this to be the demise because, you know, I think it would hurt most Millwall fans if Neil was to leave us at some point. You know, it will happen, but it shouldn't happen now. And I know he signed a new deal in the week, but it's not the time to panic. You know, we've had a lot go against us this year. This is what I'm trying to say. You know, the club didn't plan for Saville and what is to be targeted on the last day of the double transfer window. Cheers, FA. You know, it just...
That's what he's got a 5 million for again. Dodgy transfer windows.
Yeah, probably dodgy transfer windows. Tony Pulis. I don't know. We're two players light. We'll probably sign players in January. They're either work or they won't. Ryan Tunnicliffe can leave. I've had enough. It's just it's as simple as that.
The man has spoken. Where's Will Grigg these days? Still on fire?
Still on fire. Someone's put the fire out. He'll probably score.
And you're Sunderland now, Will Grigg.
He's still at Wigan. He's still at Wigan.
Oh, right. Okay.
But you know what? We were speaking to a Borough fan the other day, and he turned around and said that he wouldn't be surprised if Asamoah Longo shifts off somewhere because Pulis just don't like him.
We won't
be able to afford him.
No chance, mate. No chance. He's on big.
We'll all pay about 7 grand.
Is he on more than Ryan Leonard?
That.
That's the question.
Mate, he's on more than most of that squad put together. Let's get a score, Predo.
1-0 Bolton.
2-1 Millwall.
3-1 Millwall. It's Love Sport Radio with your Millwall fan show. Thank you to the gents for popping in.
Absolute
pleasure once again. We'll be back next Friday from 7 p.m. I'm back Monday night from 7 where we talk all things West Ham. Join me then. Catch you then.